For CRI News, I'm Luo Wen. The Eurozone leaders have reached a bailout agreement with Greece on Monday after 17 hours of discussions. The European Council President Donald Tusk says Greece can avoid bankruptcy and an exit from the Eurozone. The European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker has also confirmed that the Greek proposals for support have been accepted. But the agreement still needs the approval of several national parliaments, including the Greek parliament. Eurogroup President Jeroen Dijsselbloem has suggested that the Greek parliament must immediately start passing legislation to implement the measures agreed upon in Brussels. A border trade zone between China and North Korea has been approved on Monday. The Guomen-1 border trade zone covers 40,000 square meters of land in the border city of Dandong, Liaoning province. Residents living near the border are able to exchange commodities with people from North Korea. In the meantime, people can enjoy a duty-free policy on goods purchased for less than 8,000 yuan each day. The trade zone expected to open in October. Dandong is the key area for trade, investment, and tourism between China and North Korea. Chinese shares continued broad rally on Monday for the third consecutive trading day following intensive moves by the central government to stabilize the market. The benchmark Shanghai Composite Index rose nearly 2.4% to close at 3,970 points on the day. The Shenzhen Component Index surged 4.8%, while the Chinex Index, tracking China's Nasdaq-style Board of Growth Enterprises, climbed 5.8%. China is ready to use its homemade Beidou satellite navigation system to track civil flights. The move aims to avoid disasters like the Malaysian flight MH370. The Beidou system is set to be tested on general aviation before it is used to monitor passenger or cargo flights. The system is able to trace aircraft in addition to providing aid for search and rescue operations. More than 80 Chinese workers stuck in a recent labor dispute in Mongolia are said to be sent back home on Monday night. A Chinese property company named Yuansheng was accused of failing to pay the Chinese workers' salaries, worth over 3 million yuan in total. Some workers say they have already received 5,000 yuan in subsidies from the Shanxi-based company, which is in charge of the construction project in Ulaanbaatar. Meanwhile, the Chinese embassy in Mongolia has confirmed that these workers will be sent to China soon, and the dispute will be settled through a judicial channel. At least 10 people are held hostage by gunmen in a shopping center near Paris. Special police units are now surrounding the Primark shop in the town of Villeneuve-la-Garenne. Police said at least two gunmen entered the store on Monday morning local time for an attempted armed robbery. An employee sent a text message to her friend saying that they were held hostage by gunmen. Nearly 20 people have been evacuated from the scene after the attack. The shop is currently closed and traffic in the area is said to be under control. The hostage comes a day before France celebrates Bastille Day. Paris remains on high alert for terrorist activities. Negotiators have reached the final stage of the Iran nuclear talks. The deal, capping nearly a decade of diplomacy, would curb Iran's atomic program in return for sanctions relief. With a temporary deal set to expire at midnight on Monday, negotiators are planning to complete and announce a final agreement before day's end. The current round of nuclear talks has been extended three times since the first deadline of June 30th was missed. More than 20 people have been killed in a collapsed building in Russia, with another 22 listed as injured. The incident occurred on Monday in an airborne training center in the Russian Siberian city of Omsk. All 42 servicemen have been removed from the collapsed building. Over 20 are dead and the rest of the people are receiving medical treatment. An investigation is still underway with violations during repair work suspected to be the probable cause of the accident. South Korea and the United States are going to hold a meeting regarding a wrongful delivery of live anthrax samples. The accidental delivery will be discussed under the U.S.-Korea Status of Forces in Korea Joint Committee on Wednesday in Seoul. At the same time, both sides have formed a group to probe into the incident. They have also worked on measures to prevent the recurrence. A U.S. military laboratory sent live anthrax samples to over 20 labs in the U.S., Australia, and South Korea in May. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Luo Wen.